Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Becky Brensinger, and we have a fantastic show for you tonight because the big NFC East matchup with the Dallas Cowboys is inching closer and closer. And we're going to start with some good news. Eagles running back LeSean McCoy returned to practice today after missing Wednesday and Thursday with an illness. McCoy is coming off one of his best games of the season in which he ran for 119 yards and averaging over 6 yards per carry versus the Saints. And even though he missed some time this week, Shady says it doesn't bother him and it certainly won't hold him back.
Once I get rolling and I get into it, start warming up, my blood gets going a little bit, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit coughing. Felt a little bit of woozy, I should say. Probably from just...
Lost a little weight.
I think just not really been out there running and practicing, been laying in bed for the last couple of days. Just drinking a lot of fluids.
He's getting there. He looked pretty good today, actually. Yeah, he looked okay. But we're just kind of easing him back in. Still got a little bit of a cough from that, but he's getting there.
The story of the week has been the Eagles' makeshift offensive line, one that features only one preseason starter. This week's starters will be the fourth combination of players in 9 weeks. Demetrius Bell will move back to left tackle, while Evan Mathis will remain at left guard, Dennis Reynolds will be at center, and rookie Dennis Kelly will get his second career start at right guard, while King Dunlap, on the other hand, he's going to switch sides and play right tackle. Despite the shuffling, players on the line believe that they have time to come together and that they are earning the trust of head coach Andy Reid and quarterback Michael Vick.
I don't think we're down. I don't think the confidence is down at all. We know what job we have to do. We just got to go out and do it and prove it, you know. I think everybody in themselves believe in ourselves, you know. It's just a matter of going out and showing everybody else.
I think we're confident in everybody we have here. Mm-hmm. That's why they're here. Things a chance and opportunity for every player to get a chance to play. You know, so we'll see Sunday.
They're working their tail off, and they know they've got a big assignment this week. So I'm expecting them to step in and play and do the best possible job they can do. But they've got the right attitude to do it.
I think we just got to roll. I think we just got to go. Try not to think about it. Try to just go out and play. You know, and everybody just got to stand tall. You know, everybody got a responsibility. I'm going to try to fulfill my responsibility and try to lead the guys.
In his 14th season as the team's head coach, Andy Reid has faced the Cowboys 26 times in the regular season, and the coach has been very successful against the division foes. Reid currently holds a 17-9 record against Dallas, which is good for a winning percentage of 65%. Last season, the Eagles defeated the Cowboys 2 times, including a Sunday night 34-7 beatdown at Lincoln Financial Field. And even though these teams know each other so well, that means that the Eagles have to execute to perfection to get the W.
I think both teams know each other and what they're about, although both teams have a couple additions here and there. Dallas has got their secondary that they've retooled a bit. But I think scheme-wise, you kind of know each other, and now it's important that you go out and you execute.
It's a division game where a lot of our guys are a lot of the same guys they had a few years. And I've been for a little bit, so I'm pretty familiar with them. And it's different. I'm not like a rookie. But I know my assignments from the blitzes and the pickups and protections and the runs and the plays are called. So I think the coach trusts me in that.
We've talked about the intensity and passion that comes with facing a team like the Cowboys all week. And today after practice, the players said that while they can't get too high or too low in this league, it's always a little bit more special to play those Cowboys.
It's important. Dallas, so we ain't got very much to say after that. But we're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good matchup, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, they got a good offensive line, and the receivers, running backs, everybody's over there good. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
For the young guys, I would think it would be different because I remember when I was a rookie coming in here, knowing just how important each division game is. You know, and especially a time like this, the record is pretty bad, and we actually need the wins to even have a chance, you know. So it's major. You know, they'll learn fast.
It's definitely exciting still, you know, especially where we're both standing at right now, record-wise, and what both teams have on the line here. So the intensity is definitely still up.
One thing that I know about this team, I know that everybody still believes. So I think... as far as doubting ourselves or anything like that, I don't think that's in anybody's minds. And it's kind of hard not to mention the standings when we know that if we do win and continue to take care of business later on down the road, you know, that game at the end of the year could be a huge one. So, but we understand that, you know, that we can't even talk about that unless we get the first one first. So, right now, this is what we got to take care of. Big game, huge game. As far as playoff implications and everything else, huge game.